Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Good morning, 610 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. A very interesting vote took place in the Senate earlier this week. We didn't cover it yesterday. I think it was a Wednesday vote. But it was over the question of whether President Trump, through the Department of War, is able to take out these Venezuelan drug boats, alleged drug boats, without having either a declaration of war or a agreement for the use of military force, an AUMF, as you sometimes hear it referred to. And the Senate, and I think rightly so, took up this question. It's a good question to ask because, you know, the history of the War Powers Act and who gets to make what decisions and under what authority and what are the parameters and who are we targeting and what are the limits. And, I mean, if you want to think of this from the sort of ordinary person's point of view, is what gives your military the right to just go blow up a boat in the middle of the water? Because normally we don't think that's acceptable, right? So there has to be a justification. If you're going to use force and kill people on the high seas, there has to be an explanation. And so the Senate gets together and they decide to vote on this. And the vote was 48-51. It failed to demand that, there basically be a declaration of the use of force. And so Senate Republicans win. They vote it down. But there was a couple of interesting moves in both directions. John Fetterman, the Democrat, voted with the Republicans to kill the measure with 51 votes. Senators Rand Paul and Lisa Murkowski voted for the measure and crossed over to vote with the Democrats. And, you know, it would have required the president to seek authorization, basically to come to Congress and get an authorization for the use of military force before continuing to do these strikes against the cartels, which, you know, he says, and we've talked about this a little bit before, but, you know, the president says they're poisoning us, they're waging war against us through pharmaceuticals, right? You know, they're killing Americans to the tune of tens of thousands of people a year. We have a right to defend ourselves. What we had been doing is not enough. Let's do this. You know, let's put some, you know, fear of America into the hearts of the cartels and see what happens. The War Power Resolution 1973, Congress must not allow the, according to Rand Paul, Congress must not allow the executive branch to become judge, jury, and executioner. I agree with that. You want separation of powers. You want checks and balances. You don't want anybody unilaterally using massive force without being sure that you're using it wisely. And the premise here is kind of simple. If it's right, you should be able to persuade other people that it's right. If you cannot persuade other people that it's right, then you shouldn't be doing it. I mean, it's the premise of our government. If one person thinks something is a good idea, that's not enough. You want other people to concur. And if they don't, well, that shouldn't get. And if they do, well, it should be easy to get. That's kind of historically one of the questions around the president's use of military action. Senator Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Republican, says there may be some concern in the Republican conference about the strikes, but Republican leaders argued against the resolution on the Senate floor Wednesday, calling it a political ploy from Democrats. See, I don't see it that way. I see this as an ordinary request to exert some oversight, to give some information. You know, you've heard me say, I want to see the evidence about the particular boats. I want to see the protocols. What are your, you know, what are your rules of engagement? What are you doing? How do you know? Why are you not interdicting, which is what we've been doing all along? If you can shoot down, why can't you interdict? I mean, just, these are fair questions to ask to make sure. And if you, it's kind of the classic situation is if you have the right answers, then you're not worried about being asked the right questions. And if you don't have the right answers, then you want to avoid being asked the right questions. So why are they avoiding being asked the right questions in this case? Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee received a classified briefing last week on the strikes. And Senator Cramer said he was comfortable with at least the plausibility of their legal argument. That's pretty thin. But, you know, he says maybe for now. He added that no one representing in the intelligence agencies or the military command structure for Central and South America were present for the briefing, which is weird. He says it'd be more I'd be more comfortable defending the administration if they shared the information. Senator Tim Kaine also said the briefing didn't include any information on why the military chose to destroy the vessels rather than interdict them, which is, you know, what we normally do, or get into specifics of how the military was so confident those vessels were carrying drugs. Adam Schiff says maybe they were engaged in human trafficking or maybe it was the wrong ship. We just have little or no information about who was on board these ships or what intelligence was used or what the rationale was and how certain we could be that everyone on the ship deserved to die. Those are all reasonable questions. Anytime you're using military force, killing people, you should have good answers for why. That's what makes us different. And if we don't have good answers for why, then you start to get defensive and say, well, that's a Democrat ploy, or that's just people trying to undermine the authority of the president. No, I mean, that's people asking reasonable questions that we normally ask, that if the shoe were on the other foot and if a Democrat president were blowing up, you know, alleged drug boats in the waters outside of Venezuela, you'd ask questions too, and it would be appropriate. And that's always the good test. Would you do the same thing if somebody else were doing it? 6:15 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Just seeing some minor delays at the intersection of Davis and Olive Road going east and westbound. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as InWeekly's Best of the Coast Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSIA Chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
This week is yet another great chance to celebrate, as every remembrance is actually a good story for the cause of this, our first Disunited Holy Church of Wokeness Congregational. First, we want to celebrate the fast food restaurant chain Long John Silver's, who last week announced they're joining the growing chorus of woke allies in the food service industry by embarking on what can only be described as a brand-destroying image makeover that nobody asked for or understands. Following in the missteps of Cracker Barrel, who ultimately abandoned their disastrous logo chain and restaurant interior makeovers, and Chili's, who sadly and suddenly changed their signature tortilla chips and eliminated their fan-favorite skillet queso, Long John's has now dropped its golden fish icon, replacing it with a golden chicken, both on its restaurant exteriors and on its actual logo. In addition, the logo now contains the words chicken and seafood below the giant gold clucker. In a press release, LJS says that although they are widely known for their yummy battered deep-fried fish planks, the redesign is intended to highlight the chain's chicken planks, what they call their best-kept secret. Worried about potential misunderstandings, the release also reassured customers that this will not mean any change at all in the menu or the availability of their more well-known fish products. They simply want to raise awareness about the chicken. Well, we love this. Obviously, we are always on board with change for the sake of change, especially when it upsets long-established traditions, brands, or vocabulary. As the 14th Revised Doctrine of Wokeness reminds us, the single biggest barrier to realizing the Futuretopia is a population's habit of clinging to the past. Therefore, normalizing the eradication of traditions and separating people from attachments to long-standing practices is one of the four key tools of the revolution. Yes, changing the logo of a fast food restaurant may seem insignificant next to the power of the woke, but every little incremental bit helps. And of course, what could possibly be more refreshing to the people of the holy acronym string than a restaurant embracing transmenuism? If a restaurant once known for its fast fish now wants to identify as a place to get fast chicken, we're with you. Just tell us what deep-fried pronouns you want us to use, and we will affirm your new cuisine identity. Just because you were identified as fish at your founding does not mean you should be forever limited by such cis culinary restrictions. Become trans-substance, Long John Silvers. We see you as the go-both-ways fried fish and fried chicken establishment you've always been, the ACDC of battered non-beef meat planks. This isn't some experiment in the novelty of cross-frying your food. It's who you really are, and we love it. So let your chicken-centric freak flag fly and tell all the world that even though you were named after a famous fictional pirate in Robert Louis Stevenson's classic work Treasure Island, there's no reason to think that in his later years, the one-legged, parrot-carrying pirate who ate fish his entire professional career didn't settle down on some deserted island to enjoy his booty and raise chickens. So here's to you, Long John Silvers, for reminding us that it's never too late to ruin a brand and that if a scurvy pirate can embrace a life of agrarian fowl farming in his retirement, surely we can all become something new in our own lives. Keep walking those fish and chicken planks out to us and keep giving us those free crumbles of delicious fried batter. We're with you and your new identity. Bagawk! Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Amazon Prime Video, our dearly beloved ally in the culture wars, for this week's decision to sanitize their entire line of James Bond movie thumbnails by digitally editing out the pistol so frequently brandished by whichever star is portraying Ian Fleming's famous British spy. Whether it's Sean Connery and Dr. No, no longer menacingly cradling the traditional Walther PPK in his arms folded pose, or Pierce Brosnan holding neither gun nor silencer in his hand by his shoulder for GoldenEye, or giving Roger Moore clownishly long arms to remove the .44 Magnum from the frame of the View to a Kill photo, or simply having Daniel Craig's hand cut off so you cannot see the pistol he's carrying in the shot from Spectre. Your digital revisionists have nearly outdone themselves this time. Boldly stepping down the path first taken by the history changers of the Star Wars remaster when they transferred the cantina encounter between Han Solo and Greedo to make Han act in self-defense rather than the original Han-fired first act of alien murder, this effort to reshape our images in a way that is gradually freed from the tyranny of violence is very well intended. There's nothing but pride from us in looking at these former posters of gun-toting spies who now look like slightly too old for the part models from an Abercrombie & Fitch catalog. Now, yes, we did notice that some fans of the franchise complained about the edits, and after the massive cultural pushback, Amazon abandoned the newly corrected stills and replaced them with other pictures from the movies, thankfully also ones that are free from the evil fire stick that frightens us by day and haunts our dreams by night. So well done for sticking to your non-guns. But we do note how much more work needs to still be done. Certainly, it's a good first step to remove the gun from these photos, thus protecting impressionable young children who have surely never seen violence of any kind prior to seeing these pictures on your service, but why stop there? Wouldn't it be better to revise the entire opening sequences to all the James Bond movies, changing the highly gun-saturated imagery with something safer, such as perhaps floating images of paperback books, or recycling tote bags, or, if the sequence allows it, the open hands of friendship? And of course, we realize that the James Bond movies themselves involve many, many, many scenes with shooting and death and all sorts of non-traditional weaponry designed by that devilish fiend Q. But each and every one of these could certainly be edited out so that the entire series of movies can finally be safe for gun-fearing populations like the one we're trying to cultivate. Instead of using his Walther death iron, perhaps 007 can find clever ways to use active listening to disable his opponents. Maybe instead of resorting to violence, force, like the premier example of toxic masculinity he's always been, a newly woke Bond can bring the elements of Spectre to heel with sound reasoning and an offer to engage in some therapeutic finger painting or macrame. We can certainly wonder whether a solid dose of group therapy might not gently coax a Bond nemesis back to the light side of the Force. Who can say whether Dr. No or Ernst Blofeld or Le Chiffre or Auric Goldfinger weren't merely misunderstood geniuses simply acting out of their childhood abandonment and neglect issues and might not simply be gently cajoled into using their evil genius abilities for the greater good instead of for personal greed and glory? All it might have taken was a little shaken, not stirred tenderness rather than gunplay to accomplish the mission of reconciliation, the cause of truth, justice, and the UK way. So way to go, Amazon Prime Video. You really did a service to the movie streaming universe with your ideological sanitization efforts. We applaud you for noting the internet immorality of giving a person a license to kill and reducing their identity to a number in the process. And we hereby validate your unrestricted license to edit. Truly the work of woke is never done. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our most sincere honor, the high exalted tambourine of virtue with four triple braided rainbow hemp tassels this week goes to none other than our favorite citizen surveilling search tool, Google. As all of you know, we are in an existential war to save our planet from ourselves as our carbon belching species is literally breathing itself to death with dangerous greenhouse gases. Of course, one of the most foul contributors to this problem is the unholy methane gas that comes from animal waste and sewage sludge. Yes, cow, pig, horse, chicken, and human excrement are some of the most dangerous substances on Earth, boiling our dear mother Gaia alive incrementally like the proverbial frog in the kettle. But now Google is joining an initiative to solve the problem. They're burying the poop! Google just inked a deal with innovative Kansas-based startup Vaulted Deep to inject 50,000 tons of animal excrement 1,000 feet below the surface of the Earth, neatly sequestering its carbon poisoning potential away from the actual atmosphere, safely thwarting the methane-emitting gas from killing us all. By securing the manure deep underground where it cannot pollute the water supply or outgas methane to ruin the climate, Vaulted Deep is allowing Google to expiate all of its most serious carbon sins incurred by the massive energy use at its server farms, artificial intelligence networks, and electric scooter charging stations. Google is now following in the carbon-free footprints of Microsoft, which also purchased a large tranche of these carbon indulgences earlier this year. All we can say is wow. Just wow. We're so impressed with the level of devotion to our planet shown by these massive energy hogs. At this point, our only suggestions have to do with branding, since names matter so dearly. Our bellies runneth over with suggestions for the names of this flatulence-flummoxing facility. Should it be called the Deep Earth Excrement Retention Complex, or DERC for short? A bit technical, but clear. Perhaps the Cow Paddy Underground Depository, or CPUD. The manure mine occurred to us, but that implies we're extracting rather than injecting. In the end, we think the best name is the simplest. The Dookie Dome. Simple, to the point, geometrically elegant. Of course, we think that most of the other elements of the process deserve appropriate names as well, so the waste can be transported from the farm to the lift station by means of the Pucky Buggy, and then dropped down the Poot Chute to its final resting place in the Dookie Dome. We did consider going with Crapshoot, but we thought the homophone would be too confusing. So we stand here in pleasantly impressed awe at the thorough efforts to save us all from the dungpocalypse. As our familiar chant reminds us, two cows enter, methane never leaves. Two cows enter, methane never leaves. So good for you, Google. We salute you and your Dookie Dome. Why? Because as the high priest of wokeness himself, Larry Downs Jr., reminds us, fecal matters. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives-ish.
There's no Dookie Dome of traffic accidents going on right now. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
David Wayne's in the newsroom, allegedly with news for us. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The IDF says a ceasefire is now in effect as part of the deal agreed to by Israel and Hamas and ratified by the Israeli cabinet. The first phase of the U.S. brokered deal includes the release of all remaining hostages in Gaza. It also includes a conditional Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and the release of some Palestinian prisoners. New York Attorney General Letitia James now facing mortgage fraud charges following her indictment by a federal grand jury in Virginia. Attorney Lindsey Halligan presented evidence related to a 2023 mortgage James allegedly used to help her niece purchase a home in Norfolk. And Lee Greenwood says he's ready if he gets called to perform at the Super Bowl with his hit God Bless the USA. He made those comments after House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested that he might be a better show than Bad Bunny.
We'll see.
I'm Chris Foster. An Israel-Hamas ceasefire is in effect in Gaza.
The ceasefire going into effect now in Gaza, and also the start of the withdrawal of Israeli forces to a predetermined line. They're going to be in control of about 50% of Gaza, and then the clock will start. Hamas will have 72 hours to release all 48 hostages, 48 living and dead.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tel Aviv, Israel. President Trump plans to send American troops to Israel to help monitor the ceasefire. A Venezuelan opposition leader wins the Nobel Peace Prize.
Maria Corina Machado has been hailed by the Nobel Committee as a key unifying figure in a political opposition that was once deeply divided. She's been living in hiding for the last year, but has stayed in Venezuela despite threats against her life.
It's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 70 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Well, we are approaching 2 weeks with the federal government shut down. The large military community here in Northwest Florida could miss their next paycheck, which would be the 15th of October. And News Radio 92.3 talked with Navy Federal Representative Ann Repzinski about their options for people affected.
Paycheck Assistance Program is designed to support our members during times of financial uncertainty, such as a government shutdown. So if the government shutdown causes our members to miss a paycheck, eligible members may qualify for a loan based on their historical pay. With a maximum loan of up to $10,000.
And she says Navy Fed is offering these zero interest loans to anybody that'll be missing a paycheck in order to cover that. Members do need to sign up for that program online at the Navy Fed website or in their online banking to get the money for that October 15th paycheck. And you'll have until 3 days after the normal deposit to sign up for then. You can still sign up after that, but then it wouldn't be in effect until the following paycheck in November. Repzinski says that anybody who's concerned about their financial security during the shutdown can contact the bank and talk to one of their representatives about their options. Well, about a dozen people in custody after an immigration raid in Escambia County. ICE agents showed up at a Pensacola business, Outer Spaces Landscaping, yesterday.
From what I understand, they just swept up everyone who was Hispanic looking on site. We have folks in the community that have real IDs that are supposed to be, verified government issue IDs, and our folks are being told they're fake.
That is immigration advocate Grace Resendez McCaffrey, and at least 15 people have been confirmed to be detained, but one witness believes it may have been more, as many as up to 35 people. Now, the Pensacola Interstate Fair kicks off soon, and to celebrate their 90th anniversary this year, they're partnering with Escambia County Public Schools for the Step Right Up Student Awards. One male, one female student in each grade are being awarded complimentary admission tickets and ride wristbands. And that fair starts October 16th. It'll run through the 26th. The selection process is being managed by the individual schools. An update on that Florida State University football player that was shot about 6 weeks ago. A milestone in his recovery yesterday. Freshman linebacker Ethan Pritchard was released from the hospital. The 20-year-old had been in the ICU for 6 weeks. He was shot in the head in Gadsden County. The next stop for him is a rehab facility in Jacksonville. His family members say that he is now going to attempt to regain his mobility. Well, Rick Scott wants China to be formally designated as an adversary. Scott introduced a resolution condemning Chinese President Xi Jinping as an adversary that seeks to undermine and destroy the American way of life. Scott called Xi a ruthless dictator and said he spies on our citizens, funnels deadly fentanyl into our nation, and is destroying the American economy. He said the resolution shows China can't be trusted. At 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Seen some minor delays on Davis Highway southbound as you approach Olive Road. Traffic is backed up just a little bit to the hospital, but it's flowing there. Other than that, we look good. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today, starting off with temperatures in the 60s. Highs today in the low 80s, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Saturday, nice sunny skies, high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Going into Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high near 82 degrees. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Beautiful morning, 66 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Oil prices are sharply higher after the Gaza ceasefire plan has been confirmed by Israel's government. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $60.70 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $64.36 per barrel. Treasury yields were lower this morning as the government shutdown continues, extending the economic data blackout. The 10-year Treasury was down over 3 basis points at 4.11%, while the 2-year Treasury yield was over 1 basis point lower at 3.581%. China has announced that starting October 14th, it will start charging U.S. ships for docking at Chinese ports. The move was a direct response to a similar U.S. port fees on Chinese ships set to take effect the same day. Data says that the U.S. only accounts for 0.1% of global shipbuilding versus the roughly 53% for China. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 243, the NASDAQ down 18, the S&P 500 also down 18. That's your money now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We all assume that regardless of what the second facility is going to be at the Bay Center, whether it's going to be a conference center, whether it's going to be a sports facility, an ice rink, you know, all these different things that have been discussed. The common denominator is that if you build something in the parking lot, you lose parking. And you will now have an additional facility with fewer parking spaces than you had when you only had one facility. So one place that, you know, the meteor is streaming quickly towards, we're going to need new parking there regardless of what ends up happening. And so I think that's a very prudent decision.
This comment by the mayor in the press conference on Tuesday came up in response to a question. I think it was John Singley who asked from Studio 850 about when you had the Florida West CEO had presented the prior week to the county commission about what they're doing in some of the various properties in the area. And one is at the Tech Park. You know, they're finishing up the geological survey and they're trying to get it actually site prep ready, that if a company wants to come there, they can do it. One of the things they're looking at is the possibility of building a parking structure of some kind. And, you know, the mayor's engaging in a bit of, you know, geometric obviousness here. And you can kind of tell he feels embarrassed to explain it, but he's like, so if you've got a building, the Bay Center, and then you've got a parking lot, and then you take some of the parking lot away to build a new building, what do you have? Well, you know, 4 divided by 14 carried 3. Less parking. So if you have more buildings with more activities and events and you have less parking, you have a divided by 4 carry the 14. Oh, a problem, right? You know, that's what he's getting at, because it's already maxed out. And so he says he thinks it's obvious that there's going to be need to be more parking in the vicinity. So the idea of using possibly some of the Tech Park as parking that would be, you know, usable both by residents of the Tech Park and also by the Bay Center and or whatever else comes behind the Bay Center, that makes perfect sense. It's kind of obvious.
Say, hey, not only could this help facilitate the parking needs of future expansion of the Bay Center, but you know what? It's also not a bad thing for someone to build a building at the Tech Park because right now there's not enough parking to support any office building, any of that of any size and scale. Forget the Bay Center. Just the Tech Park alone doesn't have enough parking.
Yeah, I mean, right. It probably that needs some as well, just like some of the development that's being planned at Community Maritime Park is going to have to add parking in a structure or underneath at its first or second level or something like that. You know, if you're going to build up, you've got to also make space for the cars because there's not enough space for it. So I just thought, you know, good observation, sort of an obvious thing, but something that had come up in the county commission meeting, got followed up on in the mayor's press conference, and, you know, kind of worth keeping in mind for those of you who are kind of tracking all of these developments towards the future. Milton City Council, no drama music this time. They came up with what I consider to be a genuinely cool idea. I'm not even satire whatsoever. This is a genuinely neat idea. Ed Spears, a city manager, talking about having city council members present whenever there are big events like Bands on the Blackwater, just to have basically the city council member booth. You know, come meet your city council members and ask them questions and talk to them. And, you know, it wouldn't be like all of them there all the time, but one or two at a time maybe. And, you know, we put a cone of silence between them so they can't talk to each other, and you know, Maxwell Smart and Chief don't cross any, you know, sunshine law violations or anything like that. But, you know, the idea of making them available to people where there are people, because people have questions and maybe they want to ask.
two council members are at a tent. You can't talk to each other, but you can talk to the public. And
By the way, they can talk to each other. They just can't talk about city business to each other, right? Things that might come before them as a voting matter. They can talk about football or fishing or whatever. They just can't, you know, cake baking and what the kids are doing, but just can't talk about city business.
Get that information, get that feedback, ask questions, concerns, and talk to the individuals you normally wouldn't have an opportunity to talk to. That is going to require your time to come to these events if you so choose. But we will make that opportunity available to you. We have the city tent. We'll have a table and chairs set up. We'll provide you any information and backup you need. Staff will be there to support you on anything. But it will be your opportunity. And Bethany coined the phrase council cornered, because they'll kind of have you cornered and be able to ask you those questions.
Bethany Anderson is the PIO for the city. And that's a brilliant name for it, council cornered. Because it's both they're in the corner, but you also can corner them and ask them your questions. I love it. I think it's great. City of Pensacola, City of Gulf Breeze. I mean, any, you know, county commissioners for Escambia or Santa Rosa, take the advantage. I mean, you go door to door to meet people and get to know them, and you take emails. But, you know, people might not realize they have a question. And what you want to do is obviously public service and being able to talk to people and answer their questions. And, you know, I think probably some people imagine this is going to be a big fight. Like, the angry people are going to come confront you. I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but I think a lot of people will be like, oh, city council, you know, I have this question. And not enough to get them to call City Hall and ask, but if you see, probably you don't know your city council member, probably you don't know what ward you're in, probably, you know, none of that. But if you see a banner that says, council cornered, speak to your city council, it'd be like, oh, well, that's interesting. Let's go. You know, maybe they can give away tchotchkes or something to make it fun for them.
Wait. Did you say tchotchkes,
you know, little pieces of memorabilia, or, you know, whatever. They can give them erasers or pens or something, you know, nail files, I don't know, you know, something silly, stickers, you know, Cat Country does stickers. They can give away Milton stickers, you know, the city where good living flows. There you go. Okay. By the way, I'll come back to this in just a second, because there's one other clip before you. Traffic on the fives, John.
That's right, no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road. We're seeing traffic backed up a little past the hospital right now. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, so this council cornered idea that they're proposing in Milton to basically put a city council member or two at big events like Bands on the Blackwater with a banner and a booth and a, hey, come talk to us. We're here. Ask us your questions. Give us your arguments, you know. If you want to engage in argument, that's one thing. But just another opportunity to engage the public instead of them having to either call City Hall or come down to a city council meeting and then, oh, my God, wait through the process before you get to say your stuff. Larry McKee.
One of the things on the Blackwater, Bands on the Blackwater issue was only possibly having a couple of council people there, not put everybody there at once, but a couple of them there this week, a couple of them there the next week, and so on and so forth. Just start doing it to get out there and expose the public to, hey, this is what we do. This is us.
Yeah. I mean, obviously not all eight and the mayor, just, you know, one or two is plenty. That's good enough. And, you know, if it doesn't work, if like nobody cares and, you know, you do two of these and you get three people, you have to decide, is three people worth doing it or not? But if you get 50 people, you learn something. And if you get zero, you learn something too. I mean, try stuff. I'm a big fan of trying things, you know, see if it works. My boss has got one of his favorite expressions is, hey, be creative, fail fast. You know, try things, and if it doesn't work, okay, get it over with. And if it does work, do more. 648 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home or doing both, is pretty common. Whether you're moving, you want to move to the beach from the beach, you want to move to the city from the country, or vice versa, go to Santa Rosa, move to Escambia, you know, whatever. Upsize because you're growing a family, maybe buying your first home. Maybe, you know, you're downsizing and, you know, you're empty nesters and you want to get a condo, whatever the case may be. Or you want to pick up a rental, an investment property. Anything involving residential real estate, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty, they can help you with that. Now, I was listening to her on Pep Talk the other day, and she says, you know, look, I'm a nerd about real estate. I just love it. I love learning. I love knowing the latest information. She's like, you know, if you're not like that, you're probably not going to do great in whatever you do. And she's right. You know, you got to be passionate about the details. You got to be eager to do it and like doing it and like the people you work with. And, you know, she clearly does. She just, I mean, I've known her a long time. And, you know, she was great back when she did the news. And, you know, we all kind of looked at her, all of her friends, and like, you know, you're starting real estate. Well, a lot of people start. Oh, man. Way more than starch. He's just been a superstar here locally. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Picked off! Yeah. Four-man rush. Mendoza stepping up. He goes down.
House call. Touchdown Florida State. Touchdown FSU.
Start your college football day this Saturday with the Florida State Seminoles and the Pitt Panthers in a key ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU welcomes the Pitt Panthers Saturday. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I am indeed a cat, and this indeed is a hat.
So we're having this fever pitch debate in the back room during the break about, well, John's never heard the word tchotchke before.
No.
And I said, well, I understand that, but, you know, it's little trinkets that you might give somebody that...
I thought you
know,
you were talking about a sandwich shop.
Schlotzky's.
Yes. I was like, ooh, sandwiches.
Or tchotchke's, the fictional TGI yes. Fridays takeoff in Office Space. No, and then you're like, well, you should just say merch. I'm like, well, merch could be like a tote bag, and a tote bag is
well,
not a tchotchke.
Well, you never know.
It's
they might give you a tote bag.
Somebody texted and said they should do beer koozies for Milton.
Milton,
that's funny.
Yes.
I said, how about fishing lures?
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
I don't know, just lots of ideas. So mm-hmm. It's always true, though. It's funny. He says, well, you should just say free stuff.
I'm just like...
dumb it all the way down. No, but it's true. There's, it is true. When it comes to vocabulary, there's always going to be words that I think everybody knows, and not everybody knows, that I think many people know, and then you know you're going to miss some people. And then, you know, there are words that I know not a lot of people know, and I'll bother to try to
and
define
I have a
those,
master's and, degree. So.
Well, look, the University of Jamaica is not exactly.
Whoa. Hey, it's Northern Jamaica. Okay, get it right. This time.
Satellite campus.
Yes.
David.
Welcoming audiences to.
Oh. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David.
Those are the artists. Do not.
Who are you? You listened to the city council meeting from last night is what that sounds like.
That's what that is. Yeah.
Right. Was it 1,000 people showed up to protest?
Oh, boy. There was a lot.
It looks like a couple hundred.
They packed that chamber pretty
couple
well.
Hundred. I haven't watched that meeting yet. I had other stuff I was doing last night.
Well, it's
writing transgressors takes 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Because
you know,
I was like,
I
oh.
believe it. I believe it. It's definitely an interesting conversation that looks like it's going to be continuing for some time here in Pensacola.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Sure is.
Well, the government shutdown is dragging on. Gentlemen, senators left Washington, D.C. with no deal in place to end the shutdown. It's now in its 10th day. Bills from both parties failed on Thursday. Military members, of course, are likely to miss their first paycheck on the 15th. here in just a matter of days now. New York Attorney General Letitia James facing mortgage fraud charges after an indictment by a federal grand jury in Virginia. U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan presented evidence related to a 2023 mortgage that James allegedly used to help her niece purchase a home in Norfolk. And former Google CEO Eric Schmidt is worried that AI could be hacked and taught to kill. His comments became the major
worried
headline.
Or excited, like, go on.
His comments became the major headline out of the Sifted Summit in London. Schmidt said he's concerned bad actors could start an AI arms race, the same way the Cold War started a nuclear arms race.
We've got movies about
duh,
that.
Like every movie ever made. Right?
Yeah. The robots are coming.
You know, I've been thinking about the possibility that AI could go wrong, and I am suddenly concerned. Oh, because you've ever watched a movie about AI. What is this? All right. David, thanks so much for the update. Meanwhile, Raytheon, tell us more. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident free right now. Let's see here. If you're on Highway 90 headed toward Pensacola, you're going to see some minor delays right there at the 9 Mile Scenic Highway split. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. We're getting more texts. And somebody says, why don't you just call it swag? Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's better than Chotskis.
I love that you just can't get this pronunciation right.
I can't. I'm just like, I'm like, wow.
That makes me laugh a lot. 437-1620. All right, where was I? Oh, the Women for Responsible Legislation is having a presentation today, 10:30 to noon at the main library on Spring Street. And it's going to be from Caroline Klages. I think that's how you say her last name. And if I've butchered it, I'm sorry. It's K-L-A-G-E-S. She's the development coordinator for BRACE, Be Ready Alliance Coordinating for Emergencies. So I'm sure that's going to be, it's always very interesting, the stuff that they have. You know, you go thinking, oh, I know all about like hurricane preparation and emergencies and fires and derailed trains and stuff. And then you're like, you go and you learn and you think, oh, I can learn a lot more. 6:50, so again, that's today at 10:30 until noon at the Spring Street Library. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are thinking about a home improvement project, or maybe you're being forced to do a home improvement project, every home repair I have ever done was not initiated by me.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
I'm just, you know,
you're
my,
not
my,
the
my
only
wife,
one.
She said, how do you not notice that that needs fixing? I'm like, it's not a matter of not noticing. It's a matter of actively denying the need. Like, I don't want to do it.
I like that.
You know, it's not that I didn't see. Sometimes it's that I didn't see. Anyway, Pensacola Harbor, that's your place. Especially if you hate doing the stuff, because they do love it and they can help you, you know, understand better. But if you love building things or remodeling things or making things, perhaps you're a contractor, man, they are really your place. They speak your language. They understand what you're going through. They, you know, understand the limitations. And as laws change or codes change or, you know, they know how to help you with that stuff. You need to solve a problem, they help you with that. You need to order a special product, they help you with that. I mean, whatever the case is, they are your commercial construction supply business, your friends, your allies, your people who speak your language. You won't have to bring a translator with you to explain to them what you're talking about, because they will get it, okay? Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. I still am always amazed when I think about that, 1851. That's just crazy. Interesting new study indicates that women, at least women who are politically opinionated, care more to have somebody dating them or to be in a relationship with somebody who is similar to them ideologically than to simply be alone. They'd rather say no to anybody that's not politically aligned with them. Interestingly, both conservative and liberal women share this trait. University of Göttingen, I think that's where John got his master's degree from, and University of Jena.
Northern.
He was denied. Northern. Oh. That's funny. Both in Germany. They took 13,000 heterosexual women across 144 countries, asked them what their ideal partner looks like, and then also asked them about their political views, their religious views, and things like this. And they found all kinds of things. They found that conservative-leaning women seem to care about politics, just like liberal-leaning women. Liberal-leaning women are even more emphatic about not wanting to date a guy who's not also like them, a liberal. Men don't care. They just want to be with a woman. In fact,
talking,
some
communication.
Men, yeah, some men, actually, this may come to be a surprise to you, but some men will actually pretend to care about politics as a mechanism for securing the woman. That's well known. But also conservative women who are still 41% still say they want someone who agrees with them. And that makes sense because you want somebody that's got your values and religion and ethics and politics all kind of hang together. And you wouldn't want to build a life with somebody who is either indifferent to those matters. That's weird. Or somebody, you know, or somebody who has opposite views from you. That's going to be very challenging. Conservative women also like taller men. So, you know, well, taller in the mindset correlates with success and fame and the ability to provide and, you know, be a man.